What's up, everybody? This is your boy Tony here at Shooting the Sports-ish. I wanted to take a moment to thank our sponsor, Podgo. Today's podcast and every podcast here at Shooting the Sports-ish is brought to you by Podgo. Podgo is the easiest way for you, a podcaster, if you're listening to this. It's the easiest way for you to monetize your podcast. You just create a pre-roll ad just like this, and Podgo gives you a flat rate for the ad space. You will always know how much you're going to get when you include an ad from Podgo. You can apply today, become a member, and immediately be connected with advertisers that fit your audience. That's podgo.co at podgo.co. So go there, check it out. Make sure you add our podcast in the How Did You Hear About Podgo section of the application. Let them know Shooting Sports-ish sent you that way. Great sponsor. Excited to have them here. That's podgo.co at podgo.co. Check it out and enjoy this episode here on Shooting the Sports-ish.
Cameron, I am with Shooting the Sports-ish. Super excited to be partnering with Symbol, symbol.app, Symbol Exchange on Twitter. Definitely give them a follow. We created a sports market segment here on Shooting the Sports-ish, and we're trying to figure out how we could build on top of it and create something bigger and something better. And it turns out that that something bigger and better had already been created, and we were able to run into Symbol on actually through Twitter is how we were able to meet, and we started talking and figuring out that we had some things that they were looking for, and they had a lot of things that we were looking for. So we were able to create this this relationship and this partnership and this friendship. So we're super excited moving forward with this. We're going to be partnering with Symbol. They are going to be the head sponsor, all of the guts of our sports market episode and show on YouTube is going to be brought to you by Symbol. So we're super excited for that. If you want to like and subscribe our YouTube page just below, please do. You can follow us at Shoot Sports-ish on Twitter. I'm Cam underscore Manning 90 on Twitter. Follow Symbol at Symbol Exchange on Twitter. And then symbol.app is their website. This is a fully functioning stock market for sports teams, specifically directed to the NFL right now. Could not be happier to be partnering with these guys and to bring a level of, instead of, having that daily sports betting and sports gambling, we wanted to bring something more in depth, something that you can really get your hands on and you can do long term. So we're really excited for that, and we're excited for this partnership, and we both have some incredible ideas of what we want to do moving forward. So super happy about that. We're going to take a look coming into this week's slate of games. We're going to look at some of the stocks, see what they're doing, see how they're moving, come up with a couple ideas, maybe short-term, long-term, what we're going to look at here. So we're on Symbol's website. It's symbol.app. Top left, you can click on trading block. This is going to show you what every stock is currently trading at, what they're operating on. We have the current price here, and then we have our bid and ask section over here to the right. You can filter out, based on price, name, things like that. So my video screen may be coming and going along the way, but wanted to start out here and give you guys the opportunity to see, to put a face with a name and everything. So really excited to look into that. So we're going to get into it. Really, we're going to start with just some quick news around the league. Looks like, Austin Eckler going to be back later rather than sooner for the Chargers, and according to their front office and head coach in his in his time with the media spin today. Probably the biggest news, really, I'm burying it, but the biggest news really is the Vikings are trading Yannick Ngakoue to Baltimore, because Baltimore's defense was so much of a struggle already. It was really tough for them to put some good players on the field, so they had to go get a guy like Yannick to really shore up their side of the ball over there. So really interesting. Vikings get Yannick from the Jaguars by giving up a second and a third rounder. And then the Vikings send Yannick to Baltimore for a third and a fifth rounder. So sort of no harm, no foul. I don't know if I was a Vikings fan, that's how I would do it. I would say no harm, no foul. We lost a second, but you know, we got a fifth back, we got a third back. I think it's going to be a later round pick, since it's coming from Baltimore, than what you would have gotten in the second round as a Vikings fan, sitting at 1-5 right now. So, you know, again, it tough kind of 1-5. You're probably right now, the Vikings are looking to pick in the first three or four spots, maybe in each round. You're going to go from having the fourth pick in the second round to probably having the third to last pick in the third round. That's a big gap in the second and third round. It's nothing to joke about in the second and third rounds as far as the NFL draft goes. Find some great value and some great quality there in those two rounds. And for the Vikings to really give up, you know, almost, what would that be, 27 and 27. So, you know, 50 plus spots between where they were going to be and where they're going to end up. It was tough. I'd say it's a win for Baltimore. Seeing that Yannick went for a second and a fifth and you're able to give up a third and a fifth, you're going to give up a third for Yannick. You're going to give up a fifth. And not even blink an eye, excuse me, for Yannick Ngakoue right now. He's a Maryland kid, born and raised, played there, lives there, always wanted to go there. This is his third team in 3 months, going from Jacksonville to Minnesota, now to Baltimore. Baltimore was the team, according to Schefter and others, Baltimore was the team that he was always wanting to go to. Absolutely incredible for him that he gets to land in the spot he wants to go to, land in his hometown. Congrats to him. Dude's going to be an absolute monster in there. He's going to be in Baltimore in the next day or two, which is going to be awesome. He'll do the whole quarantine, COVID checkup, COVID policies that the NFL has in store, or, you know, it stated. And then it even helps even more that Baltimore's on a bye week this weekend. So he doesn't have to, you know, he wouldn't play this weekend anyways, but he doesn't have to worry about rushing anything. He can take his time. He can start getting, the defense figured out a little bit. And he now has from today to next Sunday to get ready for the Steelers, which is who Baltimore draws next week. So interesting there. The Ravens, it also comes out today, are looking at Dez Bryant. The Seahawks are looking at Antonio Brown. So strange times right now, but a lot of fun. A lot of things here that we can look at. So for Symbol, for everybody that's kind of going to follow along with us, that's never used this before, this is the trading block. This is kind of the homepage for where you can find all the NFL teams. They have all 32 right here. It'll be the nickname, their record, and then what their current value for their stock is right now. So really interesting. We've got the Giants and the Eagles for Thursday. If you're trying to be positive as a stock, if you're looking for value in stocks, I actually like the Giants' value over the next few years more than I like Philadelphia. And the reason why is, as a whole, generally speaking, Philly's core hasn't really changed since that time they won the Super Bowl, which seems like a million years ago, when in reality it's not. Their Super Bowl winning quarterback is now on a Bears team, which is 5-1, and he's taken over their starting role. Their $100 million quarterback is not playing like a $100 million quarterback right now. Excuse me, I apologize. Their coach, who knows what's happening with that right now? At least with the Giants, you can say, all right, we see the flaws. They're very apparent. Everybody's acknowledged that they have to address those flaws. It's a new coach. It's a new staff. it'll be a new quarterback eventually. You don't think Daniel Jones is going to be there for much longer. It depends. I actually like the Giants long term more than I like Philly. And if we come down here to the Giants are at $17 a share right now, which is tied for third lowest right now in the league. The Jets are the lowest stock. The Washington football team is the second lowest stock. I'm actually on that Washington football team right now. It's $16.55 a share. I actually like that value. I think it's going to drop a little bit more. I think they're going to have a rough rest of the year. I mess around and tell my friends that I still think the Washington football team can actually win that division. Somebody actually did the math. It is mathematically possible for somebody to win that NFC division at 4-12. Somebody did the math, checked it, double checked it. It is mathematically possible for a 4-12 to win that division this year, which they should never make the playoffs at 4-12. They should be laughed out of the room, but whatever. Different story. We're not worried about that right now. I like Washington at value for stock. It's $16.55. I think if we're looking long-term, multiple years, I like where Rivera is with that team. He's going to try and settle them down a little bit. Obviously, they have question marks, not saying they don't, not saying they're going to go from, you know, whatever, 1-5 to 10-6 this year. That's not what I mean, but I do see more value in that stock than I do in, say, the Jets. Broncos are very interesting, but the Giants at $17, that's actually not bad value, I don't think, right now. The Bears at $17.10 is incredible value, especially with Symbol. If you own a stock in a team and that team wins, you actually get 50 cents regardless of how the market also moves with that team's value. So the Bears right now, if you bought stock in the Bears to start this year, you've made 5 times 50 cents, right? So you've made $2.50 on a share that, if we go into it, actually started right at $17.25. We made a huge bump up to $24, which is where they're making their run. And between 10.10, 10.11, and 10.13, so really in that slate of a couple of days, their stock dropped back. I expect to see another rise in this stock the more Nick Foles is able to play and kind of settle in with that offense. But at $17 a share, you're making $2.50 off that without doing anything, right? That's $2.50 you're making into a $17 stock. That's amazing return for 1 year. So one of the things that you want to look at really when you're looking at certain teams is, yes, there's value in the long term, but you also want to find these teams that are valued in the short term. This Chicago team could win another 5 or 6 games this year. I think it's just as weird as it is, everything is kind of breaking for this Chicago team to just weirdly go 10-6 or weirdly go 11-5. You know, even at 9-7, if you hopped in on this stock right now at 9-7, you're still going to make $2 against the 17 that you'd have paid for that share or whatever number you get in on. Still amazing value for just one season. And if you're talking about quick return back, that kind of percentage that you see on that payback, absolutely incredible. And we'll go more into detail on these certain things, but really just wanted to look at some of these stocks that we find value in. Now, your highest paid stocks, you're going to be your Ravens, your Packers, and your Bucks. The Bills are very interesting right now. If you can look, we can actually see what the thought process is in the market. Nobody is sold on these Bills being good long term. I mean, my goodness, we have people coming in with offers to buy a 19. They think the stock is going to drop $12 and come back to $19, you know, before they have an opportunity to get in. We have a couple of sellers. We have one that's interested in selling right at that peak. They think the next $3 or so. Then we have this, my guy right here, 50. May be an actual Bills fan, not really sure. But whoever has that 50 sees value in the long term in the Bills. I see value there. 31 is interesting, right? That's an interesting number because, again, their stock is worth a dollar more than the Chiefs. their stock is worth $1.50 more than the Seahawks? Is it? I don't know. I tell you right now, I'd rather have the Seahawks at 30 than have the Bills at 31.50 right now. That's, you know, absolutely for certain. So, you know, if I'm looking at value, the Seahawks at 30 is incredible value for right now for what the other stocks above them are looking at. I mean, Russell's going to be there for a while. That core team is built. It doesn't really look like anybody on that staff is looking to go anywhere. So the Seahawks, even though they're at the higher price point at 30, you know, they're 52-week high. You know, they started at 18 when Symbol launched in September. Their payout right now, they haven't lost yet, so their payout's at 250. You imagine being right here in at almost $19. You're getting paid $2.50 just for your team stock winning, and you've gained $13 in value in this stock over just 5 weeks. This is just over 5 weeks too. So you got to think about this. If you're thinking long-term, this Seahawks stock could be, I mean, with the Seahawks and the Chiefs and the Ravens, this could very interestingly be those, the Nikes, the Apples, like the big A-plus blue chip stocks that people are looking at. You know, I would see the Seahawks and the Chiefs and the Ravens in that top where 38 might be a lot right now. But honestly, I think over the next couple of years, you can absolutely make the argument that this stock could go from 38 to, you know, 100 in the next couple of years, right? So if you're looking at right now, because a stock like the Ravens and the Chiefs and the Seahawks, you're going to get money both ways. The stock is going to move positively, and you're going to get paid 50 cents weekly, very, you know, consistently, because these teams are going to win, right? Seahawks, Chiefs, Ravens, all projected in that 12, 13, maybe even 14 range, right? You're going to see a lot of return on your investment here, even if you just got in right now. The Seahawks at 30, if they go 14-2 or 13-3, you know, you're making a good percentage of your original investment back already, much less with the movement of the stock. So, you know, looking at some of the higher-end ones, we want to look at the low-end stocks. You know, we saw Washington. I think there's value in there long-term. I don't see a lot of value, say, right now in the Broncos or the Vikings or anything. Stocks I wouldn't touch at the current moment. I got to see some more stuff play out. I'd have to do more research on them moving forward in the next few years. Love the Bears at $17 a stock right now. You know, a lot of people have their thoughts on the Bears and what kind of team they are. But again, got to look at it. That's a division and where they can contend. They're sitting behind Green Bay right now. Green Bay's on a roll. They slipped up against Tampa, but they're both right there. The Bears can conceivably hit that double digit win mark. So you're going to get some payout back from that. And it's $17. They're the lowest rated, winning team right now. They're the lowest rated team with an above 500 record, and there's a big gap between them and the next lowest rated team, which is the Colts at $22. There are a couple of 500 teams in between, but as far as true winning teams, you know, there's $5 difference between two winning teams right now. So that's very interesting. I would say that people are probably going to take a big look at the Dolphins this week, and as well they should. They've announced Tua is going to be the starter, taking the ball out of Ryan Fitzpatrick's hands. Some people, you know, you have two schools of thought. One is Ryan was always the placeholder, was never the actual choice. He was always just waiting for Tua to get there, which I totally understand, and I definitely get that. But then there's another group of people that are saying, well, if Ryan is playing as well as he's played, and I don't know if anybody expected the Dolphins really to be 3-3, and in that division, oddly enough, could contend if they got a little hot, if they got on a little bit of a win streak here. I don't think necessarily that'll end up happening, but right now, 3-3, you can kind of you know, if you wanted to make that case, I feel like there's a way that you could make it. But people are questioning right now, is this the right time to move off of Ryan Fitzpatrick for what Tua, you know, is going to be the guy that you drafted to run this long term, understandably speaking. But, you know, if Tua has time to develop and Ryan is playing as well as he's playing on the field right now and they're 3-3, why make that move? Well, it could be a lot of reasons. I mean, it could have taken Tua a little while to get acclimated to the next level, to get used to that playbook. He's in a little bit better of a situation than, say, Joe Burrow was. If you know, Burrow had to step in and take that position right away. There was nobody there. At least with Tua, he had a veteran guy that he could sit behind and learn from. But maybe now 6 weeks in, it's getting to the point where Tua is beating Ryan in every drill and practice, and you just have to start him because he's the better guy. Could that be a possibility? 100% it could be a possibility. Absolutely. But I think a lot of people are going to take a look at the Dolphins. I think some people may try and get in on them now. They are at $20 a share. I think some people may start trying to pick up a few shares here with them since it is now Tua time. People are getting very interested in that and how that may, you know, how the rest of the year for Tua, and especially moving forward. They have made that decision now that that's the route that this organization is going to go. So you start looking, okay, long term, if I can find a Tua-led team at $20, what is my, you know, what's the upside for that now that we have Tua? Okay, well, let's take a look at Miami. And these are all things that we're going to do, and these are things that I'm going to do, you know, on Shooting the Sports-ish. We're going to have our own section for the sports market. I'm going to have breakdowns as well per stock. We're going to really do a deep dive on them for the next 1, 3, 5 years. Take a look out at what we think, you know, where we think these stocks could be. A buy, sell, hold scenario for a lot of these guys. So, you know, again, we have the Dolphins at 20, the Bengals at 19. You know, I think some people could find value in that with Burrows and that Bengals team and buying and holding and waiting. The Browns at 24.50, an ugly loss to Pittsburgh, and I think that's going to turn people a little sour on them. And, you know, rightfully so. I think a lot of people have offers to buy here at this 17 mark, which means they have no faith in the Browns. We have some sellers that also don't have a lot of faith in the Browns because they're sitting at 24.50, and we have some sellers that are waiting to get out in the next dollar move or so. They have been very much an up and down sort of team, but they've never really broken this line of resistance here, or this line of support here, really, is this 1950 mark. 1950, 1925 is really a great area of support for them. So they maybe, you know, hit the support and come up, come back to the support and move up a little bit. So it'll be interesting to see kind of where this stock ends up going throughout the year. I like the Browns, actually. I am, I'm very high on them moving forward. The Browns would 100% be a stock that I would look into getting into right now, because I actually do like them long term with what Stefanski's putting together with that staff. You know, after that Pittsburgh game, a lot of people want to talk about, oh, it's just the regular Browns. Well, it's not just the regular Browns, because these Browns are 4-2 right now. The regular Browns wouldn't have won 4 games in 3 years. So it is a different Browns team. They did get their butt whooped. It started early. They had a bunch of mistakes early. Baker Mayfield couldn't take a hit because he has bruised ribs. So if he takes one shot, it could get very devastating for him. Thankfully, it didn't. But he did get pulled, and when he got pulled, it did get a little bit uglier. But I do actually like the Browns long term. I think this stock makes a good move over the next couple of years with some opportunities that they have to maybe move off of certain players, find some cap space. They have a ton of cap room that they can use to bolster some parts of their team right now. You know, at some point that Baker Mayfield conversation is going to come into play, rightfully so. It'd be very interesting to see what Stefanski and that staff, the GM there, decide to do with Baker if they start out really hot and say go 7-9 or 8-8. You know, where are they going to be on him going into the offseason? I don't think it's time to move off of Baker yet. I think they just had one bad week. I think they're going to bounce back. A stock I'd be willing to look at as well. They get the Bengals this weekend. They're in Cincinnati, but they get them again. They got them on Thursday Night Football. So I project the Browns to get back on the winning track. They're a three-point favorite heading into this game. Project them to get back on track. They're going to put away Cleveland. They're going to get back on their winning ways. You know, so I like the Browns there. The 49ers may have some value there. I think the Seahawks, man, I really got to say, is we're kind of moving up the list and working from stocks where we see value low on the low end, stocks where we see value on the high end. I just really like the Chiefs. I really do. And if we go from trading block to trade feed, you can actually see the latest offers and the newest offers that are up right now. And we can see the movement over the past 7 days. We have a lot of movement. There's been a lot of movement really today. It looks like we've had 6 new trades, 9 new asks, 10 new bids. So a lot of activity coming up. We do see a lot of the activity the most over the weekend, which I think is great. While things are happening, people are hopping in and out. Short-term traders are hopping in and out of stocks to try and gain those, you know, those 50-cent margins and those 50-cent wins that they can find. But, you know, as far as looking at these stocks, I think that there is some great value all around the board here, especially with it being a brand new market. You can get in on the ground floor. These stock prices will not be this low, you know, moving forward over the long term. Some will, some won't. So I would look at, I'd very much look at some of these higher valued teams, these higher valued stocks, as a way to maybe get in now, because this may be their floor, right? The Saints at 30. I don't know, with what Breeze is doing, with what Michael Thomas is doing right now, with what's happening, the Saints at 30 may not be great value, but the Seahawks at 30, I think that's value. I think that's value right there. The Bucks at 32, I don't know. That's going to be value for 1 year, right? That's going to be trying to make your return on your investment over 1 year, especially with Tampa and Tom. There's really no game plan behind Tom right now. They don't have a quarterback in the waiting that they're set in stone with, that they're ready to go with. I think that's very much a one-year deal. Maybe Tom plays again next year, so maybe that's a two-year play, possibly. Could be a very good two-year play. But man, with the Seahawks and what they're doing right now at 30, I love that value. I love the Chiefs at 30-25 as well, with Mahomes and Reed and what they're doing. Absolutely love that as well. The Titans, oddly 5-0, $25, about $26 a share. Not mad at that right now. I think a lot of people are just weird about the Titans. Nobody really knows what they are. I mean, they went on a winning streak and they lost value by almost $2. Excuse me. Yeah, almost $2. Or a little over. Pardon me. People don't really know what the Titans are yet. And I think that's fair in some instances, especially with that, with the AFC South, with the division they're in. There's three pretenders. And then I think the Titans are the only real team in that division, but are they a contender or are they just the best of the pretenders? I think a lot of people are trying to figure that out right now. The Cardinals at 25. I'd rather have the Niners at 24.50 than the Cardinals at 25 right now. I think the Niners have less question marks, even though they're 3-3 and the Cardinals are 4-2. I would say in the next 1 or 2 years between head coach and quarterback, if we're just looking at head coach and quarterback, I'd say the Cardinals have more question marks than the 49ers do. I see more value in that 49ers pick. The Cowboys at 2-4. They just lost Dak. I can't imagine that this stock is going to hover around $25 much longer. With Dalton going, excuse me, with Dak going and Dalton coming in for the rest of the year, it doesn't look great. It didn't look really great against the Cardinals on, for that particular game this last weekend. They do have a rising floor, which is very interesting, right? So they're making higher lows, and they're currently making higher highs. So they were trending to be a very interesting team of making higher highs and just being that Dallas Cowboys type stock that you would think where the stock always rises. It'll be interesting now to see what that what those patterns look like for them. So I'm actually doing a deep dive on the Cowboys. It's going to be coming out early next week. I doubt this weekend, but Monday it's going to come out. It's going to be a full deep dive on the Cowboys stock, and we're going to take a look at how you should operate with the Cowboys over the next couple of years, right? So this is very long-term outlook that we're going to see some value in and see if we can find any value in it, or see if it's a really we're going to come down to see if it's a buy, sell, or hold off situation right now. So for the next few years, I would hold off on anything Cowboys related right now, unless, well, I would hold off for two reasons. I wouldn't buy the stock because I think the stock is going to drop. I think people are going to get scared. I think people are going to get off the Cowboys. If it continues to drop, I wouldn't look to buy until, oh, I clicked on the wrong team. I wouldn't look to buy them until we get back into, we're at 19.5 and then 21. Somewhere between 19.5 and 21. I think if we come back into this area, if you're looking to buy long, I think in that 18-20 range, I think is a good area to look at for that stock. I just think it's gonna keep falling. We have some people, we have one guy that's offering to buy at 19. Yeah. Or excuse me, one person's offering to buy at 19. So we got one person that's looking about at that range that I thought it would be. It's not me. I didn't set myself up to give myself my own answer. But really interested in what the Cowboys are going to look like this particular year. We're going to dive in on that as well. The Jets at 16-29. It's the Jets, man. I don't know if anybody. I think one guy's looking to buy at 15.75. Everybody is trying to get off the Jets right now at 16.50. I would buy the Jets at 10. I don't know. There's so many things wrong with the Jets. That might be the next deep dive that we do after Dallas comes out. We may dive into the Jets and just see if there's anything that we can find value in for the next few years with them. It doesn't much look like it, but we'll see if we can find anything. So this is really just kind of an introductory from our followers. Uh-oh. Well, you got to see kind of what I'm you got to see what I'm dealing with there. Oh man. This is a really good introduction. We want the Shooting the Sports-ish viewers and the symbol viewers to really kind of be connected if this is something that you're interested in. For the Shooting the Sports-ish guys, and for our viewers, this is something I would highly recommend looking into, asking questions about, seeing if this is something that you're interested in doing long term, investing money into this particular market as a way to, to have a little side investment hustle. It's now about teams and it's now about sports, which I think is awesome. I think Symbol is doing something that nobody else on this platform is doing, and they're doing it at a great level, and they're only 2 months old, 3 months old. Absolutely phenomenal. I can't praise these guys and what they've done, having those conversations. Excuse me. Having those conversations you know, with Ken and with his guys. This is absolutely incredible. We're so excited to be a part of it. We're excited to be in. We're excited that they enjoyed what we were doing as well, that we could find this kind of partnership. So all of the video that I will be doing from here on out is going to be, we are partnered with, we are running with the Bulls. Saw what I did there. We're running with Symbol. We're going to help continue to grow this platform and what they're doing, because we see the vision, we see the passion, we see the fire, we see what they're trying to do. We're absolutely 100% behind it. So we're going to continue pushing them. We're going to continue pushing out our sports market content. Is going to be hand in hand with Symbol. Some things that we're going to be doing down the road with them are going to be very intertwined and intermixed. We're going to have some of their guys spotlight on these episodes of the sports market with me. So we're going to break down stuff with them. Please go find them on Twitter. It's at Symbol Exchange on Twitter. Please go find them and follow them. If you have any questions, please reach out to them. I urge you guys to ask questions about this platform. And if this is something that interests you, reach out to me at Cam_Manning90, and then follow us, you know, our network and what we're doing at Shoot Sports Ish on Twitter, or shootingthesportsish.com is where all of our stuff will be as well. So appreciate you guys spending time with us. This is the introduction to the new sports market. So this is an intro to the new and improved. So we're really excited. We're excited to work with the Symbol guys, and we'll be continuing our conversation with you guys. Please continue asking questions. Please continue, your knowledge and for Symbol, continue to just keep treating everybody right like you are. So really excited. I'm really stoked about everything, and good trades, and be well in the market, and we'll be in touch soon. So we'll talk to you guys later. Super excited. Bye.